Yeah. But the Lord had not visited me.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
I didn't know I was a sinner.
Yep.
And I knew I wasn't going to heaven. And I sure didn't want to die and go to hell. And somebody just kept on and on and on. Won't you come to church with me? And finally, one night I went. September 27, 2001, on a Thursday night. Didn't even want to be there. This one right here was about 3 months old. July, September, 2 months, whatever it is. She started crying. I thought, boy, I hope she keeps crying. I said, we're going to leave if she keeps crying. She went to sleep. That's the gospel. Had sat through preaching.
Go ahead, brother.
Old man of God got up and preached just like he knowed my whole life. I thought, boy, I looked at Miss. I said, I'm going to have to go up there and pray. She said, well, go on. I think I took one step and the rest. I think I got saved right then.
Amen.
I really do.
Yeah. Praise God.
You've heard that where people say, I felt like I could just fly.
Yeah.
God seen my heart. And He knew I was going up there to ask him. I think I said, Lord, just save me and forgive me. I don't know. I didn't know what to pray. I just took my place. He saw my heart, and he lifted that.
Yes.
And at that point in time, he made me free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whom the Son makes free, you're free indeed.
Yeah.
I didn't know what else to do. Just bring it to him.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to sing. I know we sing the same old songs,
God,
but
good.
Man, ain't the Lord good to us.
Yeah.
I tell you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Somebody else, just mind the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, it's a good place to be. It's good to see little Dallas back there too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for watching over him.
Yep.
Man, hey, ain't no telling what happened to us if God moved his hand. You know
that's
that.
Right,
and that hedge is gone.
That's right.
Pray to the Lord help us.
Save for the glory of God.
All to hear.
Good to be here tonight.
Hey, yes, brother.
I've drove a long ways and I've had a long time to think about the message tonight.
Yeah. Go ahead, preacher.
I felt like a hippie this morning. I've camped from gas station to gas station. I've left at 4 a.m. this morning preaching one part of Tennessee on to the next. And God has touched me in a mighty way.
Hey.
God gave me a message.
Hallelujah.
And you go on to Hebrews chapter 10 is where we'll be. God gave me a message, I guess it's been about a year ago, and God's allowed me to preach this message not too long ago. I was talking to my dad on the way over here. I said, God told me, I said, I'm not the type normally to preach another message again, but I said, God gave me something on the way up here. He said, we sing the same songs again, they just keep getting better. Why not preach the same message again? So I'm just going to preach the same message again tonight. I thank God that my spirit bears witness here in Jamestown, Tennessee. I'm from North Carolina, and all I can say is back in North Carolina, whenever a flame ignites, that's the best sound to one of us back home. And yuns have ignited my flame here tonight. You don't find spirit like this everywhere you go. No, but I'm thankful for it. If you got your Bibles, we'll be in Hebrews chapter 10, verse starting in verse 1. Simple message, very simple, but it's got a whole lot of meaning to it. I know it's made my hair stand up from North Carolina all the way to Tennessee tonight. But in verse 1 in chapter 10 of Hebrews, it says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come. It says, and not the very image of these things can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually making the comers thereunto perfect. For them would they not have ceased to be offered because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. Thou hast no pleasure. We're getting something right here. Just hang on. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written to me to do thy will, O God, above. When he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the blood.
Yep.
Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By thee, we are all sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once and for all. We're getting here. Hold on with me for just a second. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. Never can, but listen right here in verse 12. This is my whole message. But this man, you can be seated. I want to preach this tonight. God gave me a simple thought. It's very simple. I just want to talk about this man tonight. Are you glad that we found this man? I'm glad I got a hold of this man one night in Maryville, Tennessee. I thank God this man came by my way, lost in my sins. I thank God. Thank God for this man. I ain't here tonight to fellowship. I ain't here to be friendly and all this. It's good to love one another. I'm here for this man tonight. I thank God for this man. I got to thinking about this old man that we like to talk about. It's simple tonight. We got to have this man to make it through this whole thing called life. I thank God for this man. I'm just trying to know where to begin tonight. I got so much in me tonight. I don't even know where to begin, but just keep saying, this man. I thank God for this man. Are you thankful for this man tonight? We've sung about him. We've talked about him. But are you really thankful for him tonight? I thank God for him. You know what this man done? He followed me all the way from Robbinsville, North Carolina. And he's going to follow me back to Robbinsville, North Carolina. I got to thinking over there. I got to thinking about all the people in the Bible that had done nothing without this man. Moses would have never parted the Red Sea without this man. David would have never defeated Goliath without this man. Daniel would have got eaten in the lion's den, but this man held them lions off. I thank God for this man tonight. Began to talk to an old man. Began to talk to Christian here tonight about an old man. Been going and seeing a man over there in Robbinsville, North Carolina. At the age of 20, he's working on a piece of equipment. Working on a track hoe. Began to tell me his life story. He said, when I was 20 years old, he said, I was nailing fence posts in the ground. He said, one slip and I killed a young teenage boy. He said, and I'm 65 now. He said, I've drunk alcohol every day of my life until I've turned 65. Well, about 7 months ago, and I can tell you, if this man wants to get your attention, he'll get it tonight. I got talking to this old man. He's been paralyzed from the shoulders down. Ain't got nothing to do but lay in an old bed. Lo and behold, I come by one day, begin to talk to him, begin to go back and go back. He's one of them old hard-headed men. He said, I've been saved. He said, I've been saved, I've been saved, I've been saved. I can remember it. I was 15, got saved over there. And I began to talk to him. I tell by the fruit that he bore. I got to worrying about that man. Got to worrying big time. I said, God, just give me a hunger to go back and go back. God said, stay away for a week. I'm going to give you something. I said, God, why can't I go? He said, I'm going to give you something. I sat down in an old bass boat one day. I thank God this man will find me out in the woods of turkey hunting. This man will come to me on a bass boat. He ain't nothing like in the house of God, but he'll still come and find me right where I'm at. God's sitting on an old bass boat. Getting to sit there and fish a little. God said, today is the day you go back. I said, what do I need to say, God? He said, ask him his testimony again. Walk through that old door that evening. I began to say, can I hear your testimony one more time? It got a little different that time. He said, well, he said, I'll tell you. I said, I want you to look at me. Get up out of that old bed. I got him up out of the old bed. He sat at the corner of the bed. I said, do you know that you know that you know that you know that you've been born again and you're going to make it to heaven? He said, well, I don't think anybody really does. I said, that's the difference between me and you. I know where I'm headed one of these days. He said, well, how do you know? I said, you got to get a hold of this man. He said, well, how do I? I said, you hit them old knees of yours. He said, well, He said the world's pretty good right now. He said, how can heaven be much more better than this whole world down here? I said, well, Bible says the half hasn't even been told. And I said, it already makes me want to go. I said, we got the streets of gold. We got all these things. I said, that ain't what makes heaven. I said, there's a man named Jesus Christ that makes heaven tonight. I'm going to heaven because this man said I could go. I'm going to heaven because God, he shed that old blood in Merville, Tennessee one night and found me right where I was at. Found me lost in my sins, dying and going to hell. Told that old man, I said, there'll be no more of this in heaven. But I said, if you die tonight in your sins, I said, you've seen your better days. I said, but my better days has yet to come. As an old man walked through an old door one time, and they said, the old preacher man, they said, you've seen your better days, ain't you? Just a bunch of old smart alecks. We've all had them before. He looked at them old fellas barely getting in through the door. He said, no, my better days is yet to come. I thank God my better days is yet to come. I'm thankful for this man tonight. Very thankful. I'm very thankful. And if half of you in here tonight was thankful, you'd quit looking at me like I'm an idiot here tonight. I believe a lot of you here tonight need to get a hold of this man like I found him. I found him. I found him. How do you know? There's something changed in my life that night. Something changed. You know, we're living in a time where they try to get rid of this man.
Yeah, brother.
They've tried it, ain't they? They've tried it for thousands of years.
Yes, thank God.
This man's been here before Adam and Eve ever was. I thank God Christ didn't start Bethlehem. Say, how do you know? In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1. You can pull it up in your King James Bible. In the beginning was this man. But they've tried to get rid of him, ain't they? They've tried, and they've tried, and they've tried. You know what God gave me through this? God began to give me a little, feed me a little bit. They've tried, and they've tried. But I found out about this. If you put him in the fire, he'll just walk around. I want you to listen to this. If you listen to anything tonight, listen to what I'm about to tell you.
Go ahead, brother.
If you put him in the fire, Kevin, he'll just walk around right in the midst of the furnace.
Yes,
he'll walk around and loose them that was already bound when they threw them in there. That fire is so hot. It killed the men that threw them in there.
Yes.
That's this man.
That's
this man.
That's
my King, my Savior tonight. My hope, my peace, my forgiven, loving Savior. That's this man. That's this man, Kevin. I want to share something with you. It's this. Walk around in the furnace like God, because he is God tonight. Nebuchadnezzar looked over and he said, did we not throw three in the fire? They said, yes. He said, there's four. And lo and behold, the fourth one looks like the Son of Man. That's this man. That's this man tonight. You know what else I found out about this man? Trying to do away with him. If you drown him, try to, he'll just walk on the water. If you try and drown this man, he'll just walk on the water and calm the raging sea. That's this man tonight. That's this man. Ain't Donald Trump. It wasn't Peter. It wasn't John. It wasn't Moses. It was this man. He'll just walk right on the water. Know what else I found out about this man? Bible says, came, his own received him not. Came to this world. They spit on him. They mocked him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They nailed him to a cross. They tried to kill him on that old cross. Satan thought that he had it won. And on 3 days, he walked out of that tomb as God. You'll never get rid of this man. This man is my hope.
Mine too.
You know this name's man? The name of this man, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That's this man tonight. This man is the one you're going to bow to and give an account for how you lived your life. That's this man. This man. Can I say tonight, if the Bible says it's wrong tonight. If the Bible says it's right tonight. If the Bible says you got fruits of the wicked, you're wicked tonight. You know what I hear a lot anymore? I hear preachers say, well, I don't just necessarily agree with that. I don't feel that way. It don't matter how you feel tonight. If this man said it was wrong, it's wrong tonight. And if you'll get a hold of this man like I did, you'll preach a King James Bible. If you'll get a hold of this man, you'll stick in there and serve the old-fashioned way tonight. There's too many lights, smoke, and music. I don't know if any young's got social media. I ain't got it. I feel like I don't need it. You go back home, you say this preacher man's son all over American Idol. That's right near my hometown. Praising world secular music. Praising it around, thinking it's all right, following his son to the bars, singing at the casino and all that. How in the world? But don't the Bible say to come out from among them, be ye separate? I thank God I'm separate tonight. You know what you call that? Going. People say, well, he's using his platform. He could have, but he didn't. Could have, but he didn't. And we've got Christians flocking to that back where I'm from. That's what's going on in our hometown right now. You know what I say? It's casting pearls before swine. You can go find it in the four Gospels. Everything God's blessed you with, you're slinging it out to the world. Throwing out. If they'll get a hold of this man, they'll stay out of Harris Casino. If they'll get a hold of this man, they'll get away from the bars. Get away from Lionel Richie. Get away from Carrie Underwood and Luke Bryan and all the others. And they'll find this man. Let me tell you, I'm not one of these big concert guys. I ain't one of these guys that like to go to these concerts and praise a music star like he's God, him up on stage, highlighted up, making like he's some tough guy. I tell you what, I ain't about all that. If I'm going to shout, if I'm going to praise, I'm going to do it for this man. I ain't doing it for Garth Brooks. I ain't doing it for the rest of them. I'll stick with this man. You may tell you what, you can have your world. I'll take this man tonight. You can have him. I'll stick with this man tonight. I'm sure all of you know. I'm sure all of you know tonight about 9/11, Twin Towers, it's coming up. We all celebrate it. And if you ain't patriotic tonight, there's something wrong with you. I thank God for my freedom. I ain't here to let Iran and the rest of them come take our country, our holy land, and the rest of them. They ain't have their country. I'm going to stick with the country that's founded on God tonight. Not Buddhist, not Muhammad, and the rest of them. I'm going to stick with this man. 9/11's coming up. Very patriotic guy. I'm sure you stick around me 5-10 minutes. I'm gonna be patriotic. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about soldiers, American flag. I'm a patriotic man. I guess that's where I'm from. Where I'm from, that's how we're raised. Walk through, or you bust down her door, we're gonna blow you right back out with a shotgun. That's just the way we're raised. You try to take her guns, there's gonna be more bullets going at you. I heard no cop say one time in the state of Florida. They said, why'd you shoot that man 45 times? He said, because we run out of bullets. Run out of bullets. Patriotic man tonight. You come in our door, we'll blow you right back out. I'm getting something right here at the 9/11. I want you to picture something here tonight. You lost soul. 9/11. I want to tell you something. If you'll watch, and this is eyewitnesses stories, you can see up there. And I'm sure most of you have seen it in here tonight. You could look up there on them buildings where the plane had went through, and those people was climbing out, jumping off the building. Jumping off, and they said when they hit the ground, it sounded like gunfire going off. They said when they walked over to them, they couldn't even tell if it was male or female. Just disintegrated them, Kevin. Just disintegrated them. People just running out of the building, jumping. Don't want to burn to death. That's why they jumped. They chose to jump off a big old building, one of the biggest buildings in the world, instead of burning to death. I read in my Bible, there's a fire that's hotter than ever than jet fuel has filled it before. And they chose to jump off because they didn't want to burn to death. Why tonight would you take the chance of burning tonight and an outer place of outer darkness? Weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth. What do you mean by weeping? I can imagine tonight they're saying, God, get me out of this awful place. God, and give me one more chance. It's hard down here. Rich man's been there for thousands of years. He's been there for about 2,000 some years. Burning in outer darkness. Burning in a heat that we've never even come close to feeling. Rich man over there, did not say, go tell my five brethren. God, this man that I'm preaching about, he told them, he said, they've got Moses and the prophets. You've got Kevin Sexton as your pastor. He's warning you tonight. You've got Kristen. I'm here tonight warning you. Warning you tonight. There's an awful place. There's an awful place of coming to you. Bible not saying hell enlarges itself every day. Gets bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger. Satan does not care for your family. He don't care for you. But this man does tonight. This man loves you. Did tell that old alcoholic the other day. I said, you know what Satan does? I said, that alcohol you drink, I said, he makes it look nice on them old hot days. I said, did he ever show you those 18-year-old youngins with their brains splattered out all over the road? Mamas and daddies leaving their kids, and kids calling you at night saying, Tillman, why does mom and daddy love a drink more than they love me? Why does mom and daddy run out for a drug? Why do they run out for these things in the world? I say, I don't know, but I know a man who will never leave you. This man will never run out on you tonight. This man didn't hang on a cross for nothing tonight. He hung there because he loves you. I hope tonight there ain't none of you in here that's recording. This is the way I picture Christians. This is the way I picture them anymore. I hope there ain't nobody in here. I don't believe they are this cold-hearted. But if you woke up tomorrow morning, 3 a.m., you looked out your window, your neighbor's house was on fire. You looked out there, I'd hope none of you would sit there and pull the covers over your head and say, well, somebody will go check on them. Roll back over. You know what you'd do? You'd beat the door down, you'd slip on your muck boots, you'd run out there, don't care if you had clothes on or what, you'd start beating on that old door saying, get out, get out. You're burning. Your house is on fire. The floors is on fire tonight right here in this old church. I believe there's somebody here needing the Lord tonight. I say, how do you know God wouldn't have gave me a message and to carry it all the way from North Carolina? You know what? I'm getting somewhere with that knocking on the door. There's a lot of us in here tonight know somebody lost, and yet we can sleep like a baby. I believe we've all been guilty of it. I pray this man humble me a little bit more with that. But we pull our covers over our face at night and go to sleep knowing as some friends of ours is dying and going to hell tonight. Can I say tonight, this man will solve all your problems. Solve every one of them. You know what this man does? He makes the crippled walk again. Say, how do you know? We got Bible on it tonight. He makes blind Bartimaeus over there. He gains his sight again. This man is your healer tonight. He's your healer. You know, I picture our hearts like a puzzle piece and our lives like a puzzle. If you go to Walmart and you buy a puzzle and you're made to build a house and you try to build a big old gobbler turkey out of it, it ain't going to work. You're going to have to build that house like it was made to be. I believe a lot of us in here tonight are trying to make our lives of what we want it to be tonight. But God is trying to make them. But yet we still take one or two or three of them puzzle pieces and we try to fit them in there. God, I want to try to fit in my college life into this godly life. We got a college back home about 45 minutes to an hour away called Western University. You know how many people has just come out of our own home church, just went up there and they've ruined their lives. Ruined their lives over a drink, over a man, over a woman, over a concert, over all these things. You can have, I'll tell you, the youth here tonight, I'll tell the adults, anyone from age 1 to 100. I'm sure that nobody any older than that. I'll tell you all, you can have that sorry, no good for nothing, trashy, worldly things out there. I'll take this man tonight. I hope some of you are in on it with me tonight. If you ain't, you better get there. Time is running out. Time is running out. Bible says no man knoweth the coming of the Lord. We don't know tonight, but he did say there'd be signs of his return.
That's right.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming tonight. Ready or not, he's a coming. And I'm leaving with him. I'm leaving. I'm leaving tonight. I believe it's soon. I believe it's soon. Are you saved tonight? Do you know this man like I know him? Bible says over there, the devil's over there. They said, I believe it was Paul I know. Jesus I know. But who are ye? I'm glad from the lowest parts of the pits of hell. They know who Tillman Dyer Adams is tonight. I stir them up every which way I can tonight. I know they know me tonight. Do they know you?
Yeah. God,
yeah. I believe some of us here tonight need to get lost so we can get found tonight. Yeah. Oh, Daniel Boone said one time, I'm sure you all know who Daniel Boone is. He said, Daniel, you ever been lost before? He said, no, but for 3 days. He said, I couldn't find my way back. He said, I was confused. I could say, Daniel, he was lost. If you can't find your way back somewhere, you're lost tonight. If you don't know where you stand at with God tonight, I'd figure it out before you realize you're lost and it's done too late. Some of us wait too long till we can't find camp no more, and hell will lift our eyes. He's here tonight if you want him. You know what, right there's Jesus on a piece of paper, and you can have him. You can have him. This right here is Jesus tonight. That's what we've got. It's what we've got. And the Holy Ghost that bears witness one with another. I thank God for this man tonight. You know why? I was telling Christian earlier, Psalms 116, I love the Lord because. Why do you love the Lord tonight? You tell you why I love the Lord. Because I tried the things out in the world, brother. I tried everything. My father's a great man of God. I know the right way. I know the way I was living was wrong. I knowed it. I had a good old squirrel dog. I loved squirrel hunt. I'm about to share my testimony. I'm like Paul. I tell people my testimony. Before I thought I knew this man, but I know the way I was living, I couldn't be where I thought I was tonight. I know that I couldn't be right with this man and live the way I was living. Daddy broke out in a 2-week revival, and old Bill Shuttle was in church years ago in Maryville, Tennessee. I sat in there one morning, it's snowing a little bit, I was squirrel hunting, I was up there on top of a big old mountain. Not a care in the world. Didn't care for God, didn't care for my father as a preacher. Tell you how bad it was. Father sat me down one night. He said, if you don't straighten up, he said, I'm going to have to resign from my church and step down as pastor. That's how mean that I was, lost in my sins. Stayed in trouble all the time of doing something. A squirrel hunting one day out there in the mountains. Something began turning me a little bit. I thought, what in the world is this? I can't hunt. I can't shoot no squirrels out. Old dog, most of the time, when he'd blow the squirrel out of a tree, it'd run on the next. You had to catch him to take him back to the rhino. Shot a squirrel one day. That day, couldn't find him nowhere. Thought, well, I'm just going to leave him. I'll come back here in a little while and get him. Well, most of the time, you far up side by side, and you give him about 5 minutes, he's coming back, afraid you're going to leave him. Walked to my side by side. My dog's done sitting in the dog box. I thought, boy, that's never happened before. Dad called. He said, if you got Chester loaded up, he said, why don't you come to revival tonight? I said, well, I might come. I might as well come. Didn't have a clue what was going to happen that night. Didn't know what was going to happen. I sat back there. Sat back there. I was in the very back row, crammed in the middle. Tommy Bourne began to preach on Judas kissed the doorstep and died and went to hell. God began to stir in this old boy's heart and said, you know the Bible, you know some verses, but you ain't got me like you think you do. Judas knowed the right way, but he chose to go the other way. There's a lot of you in here tonight can quote John 3:16, but you don't know this man like I was. You was like I was. I didn't truly know this man until later on that night. I sat back there, Kevin. I was shaking the pew down. I thought I was one of those guys. I was in high school hanging out with the seniors. I was the popular boy. I was a popular boy. Seniors wanted me to go hang out with them of a night time. They wanted me to go ride with them to the football games. I was with the popular crowd. I thought I was one of them too that never would shed a tear. I sat back there and I wouldn't cry for nothing. God eating me alive. I couldn't hold no more tears back. They flowed out of me like Fontana Dam had busted. I was a crying. I said, God. I said, but I'm in the middle. Lo and behold, those people got up and walked out. We had a long service. God said, I cleared another way. I sat back there. I said, God, I said, if I come, I want to change for good. He said, why don't you just come? Why don't you just come? I took that step out. I walked down that old altar. I made things right with God. I don't know what I said. But I know when I came up from there, as a new man, I saved to the uttermost. My Bible says, through the abundance of the heart, mouth speaketh. My heart done all the talking for me that night. I don't know. I didn't repeat Romans Road. I didn't do all that. I just said, God, save me. God, save me. I'm a wicked man. I said, God, I need you tonight. God, I need you tonight. I walked out a new man knowing this man. I walked out of there a brand spanking new man. I was shining. I was fired up and ready to go. Lo and behold, not too long after that, about a year down the road, this man found me in Andrews, North Carolina, midnight. Went out to see some friends in Rome, Georgia. Truck broke down all day long. Some mad truck, it was 90 degrees outside, no air conditioning. Us in Rome, Georgia, not knowing a soul, just me and my two buddies. Ain't a bit of cell service. Called the tow vehicle. I said, can you come get us? They said, yeah. Well, run out of service. He said, I couldn't get a hold of you. I turned around. I said, well, of course, we ain't got no service hardly out here. I said, you're going to have to come get me. Well, my brother plays at Yale University football, running back at Yale University. My family's bringing him up there for his freshman year up there. Nobody around. We got my truck supposedly fixed, we thought.